This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
We're exploring what happens when communities lose jobs that are hard to replace, jobs that have been around for generations. It's an ongoing series we're calling Way of Life. Chicago once supplied the country with meat. The Chicago stockyards gave birth to modern food processing. But today, that sector is also fading. WBEZ's Natalie Moore tells us how Chicago's work culture is shifting as the food industry has dwindled.
I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
Laid off Nabisco workers and their union supporters protested last year after Nabisco stopped making Oreos at the Chicago plant and moved hundreds of jobs to Mexico. The parent company, Mondelez, says it wanted to invest in an upgraded facility there. Anthony Jackson is one of the pink-slipped workers. He bakes snacks familiar to many American pantries, Saltine, Ritz, and Honey Graham crackers.
Actually, I worked in every department except for sanitation there. I worked in the packing department. I worked as an icer mixer, a mixer helper on the mixing floor. I've worked on the bake floor.
Nabisco employed Jackson for almost 5 years at $26 an hour. His work is part of an ingrained tradition of Chicago food workers who held good jobs, were able to buy a house, and perhaps send their children to college.
We were always thought of as a working class city, city with broad shoulders.
On a warm day on the southwest side, the scent of sweet Nabisco treats drifts into nearby homes. On the west side, the smell of Fannie Mae and Brock candies used to tickle noses. A less fragrant odor was just a few miles away decades ago. Local historian Dominic Pasiga grew up in the South Side Back of the Yards neighborhood.
I remember as a kid, we used to have this little rhyme, roses are red, violets are blue, the stockyards stink, and so do you.
During World War I, 50,000 jobs filled that square mile. Originally, generations of white ethnic families toiled in those slaughterhouses. Pasiga says nearby South Side neighborhoods felt the economic decline when the Chicago Union Stockyard closed in 1971.
It just undercut Inglewood, which was primarily an African-American community, but a lot of African-American packing house workers in Inglewood and in Bronzeville, and all that sort of just disappeared very quickly.
Chicago and Illinois have lost multiple food manufacturers in recent years, including a General Mills and Tyson Foods plant. In 2000, the state had more than 47,000 food manufacturing jobs. That number has dipped by the thousands and hasn't gotten back to that level. Policy analysts say the state creates a lot of red tape and regulations for the food industry, though supporters say those changes are needed for environmental safety and health. Over on the near west side of Chicago, the meatpacking district is shrinking, giving way to glitterati restaurants and tech companies. Google Chicago headquarters is on a cobblestone street in which horses helped transport meat back in the day. The meatpacking Neely Foods is in the shadow. Jorge Sanchez works in sales. In two decades, he's seen dozens of meat businesses leave.
It's becoming a yuppie neighborhood, uptrend with restaurants.
The hot real estate market is pushing the food industry out. Roaring trucks and wholesale chicken distributors don't fit in with the new motif. Sanchez says Neely is moving to another part of the city. But food isn't totally leaving this neighborhood. McDonald's Corporation is in the process of moving its headquarters from a Chicago suburb to this hot area. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore from Marketplace.